advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
So apparently, DeBrent, we're talking about Orpah the Killer Whale today.
That's right.
For the record, I never said that.
You did say that.
You said it like lying. 60 seconds ago.
What else does Orpah sound like?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Like a harp brand.
It's the only word it rhymes with in existence.
Orca?
Yep. Orpah, orca.
Orpah.
See? Nothing.
DARPA.
DARPA.
That doesn't rhyme.
Morpa.
Mm-mm, that's not a word.
He's got a point.
Yeah. Who brings the babies? The storka. See, it doesn't work. You have to really force it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to make a fire and have a smorka?
Like a shitty rapper could do it and get away with it, I guess.
I do like the smorka.
Same thing with crystal. Crystal, pistol. Done. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that rhymes with crystal other than pistol.
Mistle.
Bristol.
Is that a word?
Mistletoe.
In England.
Mistletoe. Oh,
damn it. Killed my game in like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. So we're opening a present today.
Yes.
Crystal and minstrel.
Someone, the interdimensional butt plug bearer brought us a box all the way from Colorado, and it's been sealed, so we don't know what's inside. Open it. Could be anything. Is Brad opening it? Who's opening it?
Crystal.
Brad's staring at the ceiling.
Crystal.
He's trying to rhyme crystal still. That's it. Bristol.
You're opening it.
I guess.
I'm not opening it.
I'm not touching it.
My reflex save sucks, and if it's trapped, I don't want to.
How is that you touch things first?
There's a bear trap in here, maybe. It's from Colorado. It could be.
You already opened it. It
might be beetles. No, bullshit. It was like this, so I put tape so we wouldn't see inside.
If it's full of weed, we're just going to say jelly beans.
Yep. Okay. Just so you know. It's like Christmas. There's a bunch
of
shit in there.
Toys in here.
That's for the desk.
I'm starting to get it right away.
That one's funny.
I can tell what's up. I know what's up.
Solar robot toy.
Obviously. Look
alien.
What's there.
A creepy alien
and
toy.
A Mexican. You bitch.
Mexican. So the Mexican's for Brad. The alien is clearly for Dave.
We have a cactus in a sombrero. We have a robot and we have a green alien who's sightseeing in a UFO.
I'm clearly the robot. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Something else in here.
A Mexican.
You think that's funny? There is whiskey.
Hysterical. It is. It
wow.
Looks like a Pendleton bottle, but it's not.
It does look like Pendleton. What is it?
Breckenridge, Colorado.
Oh, it's Colorado whiskey.
I don't think we've had that. What is with the cleft in the bottle like that? What is that thing?
I have no idea.
That's in the other bottle, too, that we just got. It must be the manufacturing process.
Preservation.
Dave can see it. I think the rest is just peanuts, I'm pretty sure. Yep.
Wow. Thank you, Rogue Leader.
Thank you, Rogue Leader. And she floated this week. So did I. I floated this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So she actually came to town from Colorado.
Went to Salt 7.
Went to Salt 7 and gave us a gift.
Oh, and she found, apparently Colorado doesn't have Yucateco Black. And she found it. And she was like, didn't have any food to eat. So she just rubbed it on her gums like it was cocaine or something. So she could taste it. That was on social networking. She's rubbed it on her gums.
It's been a rough weekend, boys.
Holy shit.
God damn. Brad just poured half a fucking bottle.
Brad.
It's been a rough weekend.
His tongue is going to be numb by the time we get to the color purple.
I have a feeling this is like rip-off Pendleton in a bottle that says Breckenridge Colorado.
No, Pendleton has to get their bottles from somewhere. Like, they don't make fucking bottles.
Tastes an awful lot like Pendleton, though.
No,
it really does.
Hold on. I'm walking over.
It really does.
No, it's different than Pendleton. I drink Pendleton a lot. It's smokier and spicier than Pendleton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't drink Pendleton too much. I'd have to compare flavors. But Brent's finding a bottle.
Brent's finding a bottle of Pendleton
right now. He's walking around. It isn't the exact same bottle.
Oh, that's the Midnight though.
Yeah,
it does taste a lot like the Pendleton Midnight. I'll give you that.
I'm not complaining because that's my favorite is Pendleton. So thank you, Rogue Leader.
Thank you very much, Rogue Leader. That is legit.
Well, right, if the case is, if we can alien. Rebrand bottles, then we're going to have our own whiskey.
Yeah,
that's right.
we'll have a blend that we like. That's not Kentucky bourbon because Dave is not a fan. Actually, there's been a couple that you've liked.
No, I've liked some. Yeah. In general, it's not like.
And we do have two other bourbons that we'll try on Friday's episode.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we'll find out about those. But
yeah. Well, thank you, Rogue Leader. That was legit.
Yes, thank you.
We'll post a photo of all the swag. Somewhere or t'other.
Cactus with a sombrero. That's fucking. Racist as shit. So it's a solar. Hold on. They're solar, though.
Yeah,
what do they do?
Solar.
Oh, they move.
Yeah.
Do I put this on my dashboard? I guess I should. I
this alien's racist as shit, too. That's not what aliens
She should have
like.
Sent the book of the communion book. That would have been great.
Yeah. No, thanks.
All right. Talk about stuff.
Okay.
What find stuff? A timer. ORPA.
What are we doing?
We're doing ORPA.
Go. I don't have anything.
So okay. So we've done a lot of sort of expose pieces talking about influential people, and we were talking last weekend actually.
All men.
We realized that they've all been men.
And let's admittedly say that I said we should probably do like a woman of interest, a historical figure, and there was an asshole sexist moment of like fucking 2 minutes of solid silence while we stood at each other and like muttered Amelia Earhart to each other for a fucking second, and then like Princess Diana, and then we just shrugged our shoulders and fucking stared at each other until I said Oprah, which I thought we weren't really going to do, but she's really impressive. I'm
pretty...
Unless she has enough money to like filter the internet, which she fucking might.
Yeah, she does.
Then she's a good person. Like I was
pretty blown away by her history, like the shit she accomplished, how much fucking influence she gathered, the impact she has, like her just saying some shit has more impact than anybody.
My biggest thing was that she's a black female, and she is one of the most influential people in the world.
Yeah,
she was born in poverty,
that tells me like this whole thing about like how the man's keeping the black person down and all this stuff. Like I don't buy it. You know,
well,
I'm not getting racist or anything. I feel like there are many people that get to these levels, and there's a lot of people like Oprah and a lot of them men, but they're having these. They just have
the
money.
Cards were stacked against her. Yeah, like
yeah,
the cards
yeah.
were
she,
definitely
she,
stacked
she
against her.
She came from poverty.
She wore potato sack dresses when she was little.
Yeah.
She dresses made of potato sacks.
We mentioned this before about somebody else, and I can't remember who on another episode, but when you look at like the Forbes listing when they track billionaires, part of the ranking that they give is a number from 1 to 10.
Their likelihood of making it, right?
Well, it's they call it the self-made score.
Yeah.
So like Bill Gates' son has a one because he's born into millions of dollars.
It's how much like adversity and objectivity like, did they have to overcome?
What
how
did
many
you have
hurdles
to overcome
were in
to
front
get,
of you to get there?
How much money, how much did you start with?
Yes.
Basically compared to what you ended with.
And potato sack dollar sign. That's what it said on her thing.
On her, obviously it was a 10 because she started with, that's the highest.
She had potato sack money.
She had potato sack money. Yeah. So the highest is a 10, which means you started with nothing and you ended up being something. And that was
like
the,
legitimately.
And very few people, very, very few people on that list have a 10. Yeah. Like almost nobody has a 10.
Like,
somebody, you still start. I mean, if you were born and your parents were teachers and
you
know,
middle
whatever,
class,
you're probably,
middle class,
you know, at least a 7. Like, you know, a 10 is like
you couldn't
fucking
write,
Slumdog Millionaire.
You couldn't write a better story, honestly. Like 1954, single black mom, you know, like her brother, one brother died of AIDS. Another one was like a coke addict or something, like multiple kids, father gone. Like it's just wearing a potato sack. It's insane. Like you couldn't.
Yeah. Being molested. I mean,
Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Like even being born today,
odds of being
to, like,
burned
a
on
single
a cross
black
or...
mom in poverty. Like what are your chances, let alone 1954?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just insane.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest takeaway for me and what I was getting at earlier was like people use this excuse like, well, people are trying to hold us down and, you know, and not just black people, everybody, anybody right. who's born into poverty thinks this, there's this machine that is dedicated to keeping you down. And stories like this, and you really get into it. Like I didn't think anything of it. And then I read and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this she came from literally
right.
nothing.
Right. Right.
And is really self-made and it's impressive. You know what I mean?
I think the system is still stacked against certain.
Well, it's stacked against you, but if you're not, if you actually work,
it's you know hard. What I mean?
If you work
people,
at it
I'm gonna say
and
this,
do
though,
what
as
you need
a business
to do,
owner, like
if you're an idiot,
in,
yeah.
People come in like people that are like, it's hard. Like the ageism thing, like you see it. Like you want to give someone an opportunity. I'll have like 60-year-old dudes come in like all sad, like and give me a resume.
No, I agree.
And in my mind, I'm like, damn, like what's up with them being 60 and wanting a job here?
I'm just talking about,
you know, like something's up.
It's
you
already
start to
late.
Judge it.
Yeah, it's already late.
There's
for
ageism.
Them. But I'm talking about as you're growing up.
Right.
You know, you're in high school. You have in this ability to do anything that you put your mind to, you're either too stupid to do it or too lazy.
Right.
You know, like that's
but
it.
Some people are starting at like halfway up the hill and some people are definitely at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
but life isn't fair.
I mean, life definitely isn't fair. I mean, she definitely had all the cards stacked against her as millions of people in America do. I mean, you seemingly have no shot at making it,
yeah.
But she's
pregnant at 14, you know, people always, oh, hell, you know, this happened
I'm not, I'm not rich and I'm not famous or any of those things, but I mean, we started pretty poor.
Well, you're not rich. You're not rich, Dave.
No. Okay.
You are famous now.
And I came from, you know, pretty humble beginnings. And a lot of people I know went to prison and got stuck doing drugs and, you know, don't have a lot of money, yeah. et cetera. And
you
it's
grew
like,
up on a lake, you lying bastard.
Yeah, but I grew up in an empty, abandoned facility.
Wow.
That's, you know, but anyway,
that sounded like strange.
It is strange. The whole thing was strange.
You broke it.
No, the bottom of the robot stayed in there. I'm going to make one loud noise. There we go. Passed it.
You couldn't wait?
No way, Jose.
He has to put his robot.
You motherfucker,
together.
Really?
You just hit no way, Jose, on the Mexican across the table.
That was a Freudian slip.
I know this fucking crazy
his
button.
His dance is
to
awesome.
Oh, he does have a shimmy.
Yeah, the robot
it's like,
is.
It's
shimmy.
Like Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah,
robot.
A little solar shimmy under my banker's light.
That's funny.
So yeah, so Oprah, so she even, you know, bounced from family member to family member. From what I had read, she was sexually molested by a cousin and an uncle and some of her mom's friends. And
family friend. Yeah.
She moved back and forth between her mom and her dad and had a seemingly bad relationship.
Was her
all
dad
of
really her
above.
Dad, though? That's just a barber that she called dad, I thought. I didn't think that was actually
not
her
sure.
biological father.
Oh, that wasn't her biological father?
I don't think
father.
So. Yeah, it's a blur.
But it was in another town, and she
it was in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, she moved to Nashville. But then, so everything kind of changed, and this shows like the power of charisma. I mean, the power of personality. At 17, she won the Miss Black Tennessee contest, and she was so charismatic that the local news station hired her to be a news reporter at 17.
Yeah.
So super poor black girl, 17 years old. She wins this thing. She was on TV because she won it. And she was so charismatic. They were like, we need to hire her pronto to just do something for us because she's got it.
Whatever. Even though she learned to read before age 3 and they called her the preacher when she was like 6 because she could recite like any Bible verse.
It's
because they said she was always on stage.
Yeah. That was the influence of her grandma. So when she was with her mom, she stayed with her grandma for a long time and her grandma taught her to read before 3 and, you know, probably just recited.
And
she probably read,
stick,
she did beat her with a stick. She probably read the Bible is
right.
what she
right.
learned, which is why she could recite Bible verses.
In
but
a
then,
potato sack.
Yeah, but
she kind of had all the, she has all the, she ticks a lot of the boxes of growing up to be a cult leader.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like she fully,
she is a cult leader though.
She's reading the
Bible. Have you seen the people in the crowd?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the people in the crowd at Oprah Winfrey? And then she said, you get free shit.
Yes.
You get free shit.
Yeah.
They go fucking nuts. They would kill themselves.
No, at her height on her TV show, she was a cult leader. I mean, and she had the biggest cult in the world. I mean, she had millions of people watching her show every single day.
And whatever she said,
people did.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what, and we'll get to that later, but the power that she ended up having over the American American people is ridiculous. I mean, she could just say something and shift an entire industry by doing one show about something. I mean, she had so much freaking power when she did her show. So she starts at 17. Then by the time she's, what, I guess 24, she got her first talk show in Baltimore, which was called People Are Talking, and it ran from 76 till 84, and it was just some sort of cheesy talk show. And then she got recruited by a station in Chicago to do a show called AM Chicago, which just got like gangbusters ratings, and she did that for 2 years. And in the middle of doing that is when they gave her her own show, which is where the Oprah Winfrey Show started in 1986, right? So, but before all this, I mean, as this is happening, before she's even a household name for her show, Steven Spielberg sees her, and he's doing the film The Color Purple by Alice Walker, the based on the novel, and he casts Oprah Winfrey in the movie. She's up for Best Supporting Actress in 1985. She doesn't win it, but this puts her on the national stage at the same exact time that her show was already launching.
Yeah.
So she's just, in the first year of her show, she taught, like, Phil Donahue was the king of daytime talk shows in the 80s. I remember that when I was a kid. It was all about Phil Donahue. The first year that the Oprah Winfrey Show came out, she beat him in ratings in 1 year. The show made $125 million the first year, went to 120 channels, and she made $30 million year one. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. We're a year one into this.
And she's, and
we're a little bit short of $30 million.
She's 24 at that point?
At this point, she's 20. Well, she's a little bit older by this point.
20,
she's 28.
Eight. So she made $30 million before 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm late. She doubled Donahue's audience right away.
Yeah. And he was huge. Like, he was the only game in town, you know? I mean, there was him, and I remember, what was the other guy? Morton Downey, who was kind of a trash guy, and he would like throw chairs at people and
you're older than us.
Scream. He was the pre Jerry Springer.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Pre Springer.
Yeah. And then like everything got Jerry Springer-ish on, you know, in the talk show era, like she's trying to do this clean show. And then in like the mid-90s, it was even when Springer was blowing up. Exactly. Like this is what daytime talk show starts to do. And she made a pledge that she was never going to do it. And she wanted to only do positive things in her show.
Which was smart, but at
the time it wasn't smart because her ratings took a shit. Like when everything was getting crazy gonzo and she stayed the course and only stayed positive, her ratings got worse and worse and worse. But then everybody got tired of the Jerry Springer model, and then her ratings just fucking blew up.
Yeah, they said that she had a knack to get people to like publicly confess like things that you wouldn't even probably tell a family member in privacy. They would end up just like spilling their guts on national television because she had like this sense of I actually care. I don't know. She had Jedi mind tricks. She was people would tell the cult leader.
I mean, she was a cult leader.
Yeah, people would just spill their guts about being molested on national TV or whatever it was going to be. She's actually how Dr. Phil got started. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she started Rachel Ray, for better for worse. She started Dr. Phil. She started Dr. Oz. Rachel Ray.
Well, Dr. Oz was Susie on her show Ormond. A bunch.
That's how they're all of them. They would be guests.
They would be guests
for their specialty.
Yeah.
Well, and then she has Harpo Productions, which that's who they fall under.
Which is right. Oprah so. Backwards. That's kind of silly.
Yeah.
They couldn't think harder on that. I don't know that.
Harpo works.
I guess.
You're not
Sounds like a clown.
You're not quite Oprah.
Like Harpo sounds like a clown name,
sounds like a disease.
Harpo?
Yeah, you got Harpo.
Or a government agency.
Or a Marx brother.
Ooh.
What's a Marx brother?
Marx.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I feel like I'm retarded right now. I knew I was going to be judged.
Hand over the robot.
You don't deserve it.
I'm probably just like at a loss right now. I'm probably like brain farting, but I knew admitting that I didn't know what it was going to be a mistake. I don't know.
Yeah, Black and white comedy legends, Groucho Marx, Chico Marx.
Oh, Groucho Marx. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I know Groucho Marx.
Harpo Marx.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the writer.
Yeah.
Karl Marx.
No, that's their cousin.
50% of our audience doesn't know either right now.
Well, go to YouTube and watch some Marx Brothers shit because they're hysterical.
I'll watch it. That's probably going to be dated. It's going to be like how Steve Martin fades away.
No, it's still pretty fucking funny.
Is it?
Like their banter when Groucho Marx gets going on people and starts fucking insulting them, it's like some of the best shit ever.
All right. I will definitely look it up.
He's pretty great. And Harpo Marx is pretty great.
What happened, Brad? What's going on?
Shut your mouth.
He's drinking his whiskey.
Yeah. I have problems.
What kind of problems?
Oh, I'm going to take off topic for a second. I got coffee this morning. I was walking, and there was a giant blue pill in the gutter. And like we work downtown, or my shop's downtown, where all the bars are at. And I was like, it's probably some giant Viagra in the gutter or something. It was this huge pill, though, and it just said VI, like with a line down the middle. And so I was like, Google blue pill VI. It just in curiosity as I walked past it, and it's a herpes medication.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, fucking partying downtown, trying to keep that herpes at bay, just spreading it around.
Hopefully, nobody went home with it.
Yeah, right.
Especially since their pill's in the gutter.
Yeah, exactly. Because their pill is in the gutter.
Yeah, they missed a dose.
Flare up.
Just like 5 minutes later, what's that on your lip?
That's gotta suck. It's like, shit. Ooh, the sound of herpes.
Why do you sound like a popcorn machine?
Should make like a Rice Krispies commercial.
It's the herpes. I got the herpes.
The herpes. Herpo.
Back to Thanks, herpo. Brent. Anyway, back to herpo. Back to Harpo.
So even early on, right? And by the way, I do have some conspiracy theories that deal with Oprah that
I tried. That where did you go? Awesome. Is it just ridiculous? Fantastic. Is why? Because I couldn't really find anything.
One of them's not ridiculous at all, and two of them are utterly ridiculous.
Well, there was the whole she was lesbian thing, like the rumors.
That's one of them.
Yeah,
that's definitely one. That's one of the conspiracies, and this gets in because you know even where we are timeline wise, she gets engaged to the mysterious Stedman Graham in 1990. I don't think I've ever heard that reaction to Stedman before.
Yeah, it makes me want to fuck him.
So she gets engaged to this guy Stedman, who to this day she's still engaged to. They've been engaged since 92.
Oh, right.
Stedman is a handsome
man. He is a handsome devil.
Man.
But part of one of the conspiracy theories is the fact that in the same year, like all in 1 year, she was on Oprah was on Ellen DeGeneres' show on the episode where Ellen came out as gay.
I take that back. He's not a handsome devil.
He's not? Am I thinking of somebody else?
He has Down syndrome eyes.
Okay. But the conspiracy here is that Oprah is actually a lesbian and that Stedman is a beard. Because there was one point where she and Stedman called it off romantically.
What is a beard? Am I just lost at like fucking terminology?
What's wrong with you?
What the fuck?
You said
a beard.
Yeah.
If you're gay,
like just a dude,
then you
around.
Have someone who is acting as your significant other. So you look like you're not gay. That is your beard.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm 10 second Tom over here. I might have heard a lot of this. I think I'm slipping into insanity.
It is getting worse.
Yeah.
You need to go to the doctor.
But people think Stedman is her beard. And then because so the conspiracy theory is pretty thin. The evidence is not really there.
Well, she has the money to hide whatever she
has. Yeah, exactly. Or to just be fucking gay.
Yeah.
But she was on the episode of Ellen where Ellen came out of the closet.
Right.
She's famous for all the work she did helping the LGBTQ crowd, having people on her show, like trying to get laws changed. Like she was really big into that whole scene.
Yeah, there was a whole show where people came out on her show and stood up in the audience. There wasn't really a platform on TV or even really for coming out at that point. It wasn't generally accepted.
And again, she's supportive of all kinds of shit, and she was supportive of that as well. And people think because her best friend Gail King was like always on the show and always at the studio and they would go on road trips together and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the first of the conspiracies is that Oprah is actually a lesbian. That one's the most believable one. I don't know what she
publicly
has to
addressed
hide.
That though. I yeah, saw, she like, did publicly address that. She said that society doesn't have a label for the type of relationship that they have because they can't imagine two females being that close without sex being involved.
Right.
But she said she smoked crack cocaine. All kinds of stuff has happened that's out. She's like, I would not be embarrassed about admitting if I was gay. If I was gay, I would just say so. Like,
right.
She doesn't care.
She likes the dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like well, apparently. She went out with Bubba. Bubba from Tennessee in high school, like right after high or in college. Did you
Bubba
see all that?
I didn't see Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. You skipped a couple things. She had like some romantic relationship.
Break it down.
With Ebert. I'm not on that page of my notes. I don't know what's going on. I'm throwing Ebert.
You already made him skip.
Or whatever his name is. Siskel and Ebert. What's that guy's name? Robert.
You can't rewind your pages.
Mm-mm. It'll be shuffling noises and awkward silence if I flip my pages right now.
She dated Roger Ebert?
Yeah, for a little while. And some famous pianist. Josh Tesh or John Tesh or something. but they mm-hmm. stopped because
John Tesh. Yeah,
she dated John Tesh, Robert Ebert, and Bubba, and she loved Bubba so
Bubba
hard
the love sponge
in college that she actually groveled on her knees for him to go when she moved to Chicago or something, and he wouldn't go. I can't imagine Oprah on her knees.
I bet you that. I bet you Bubba's kicking himself.
Hey,
in
Bubba,
the ass right
yeah.
now.
If you're listening, you fucking well up, played. Yeah. Yeah. Well played,
good
Bubba.
Good job, Bubba. Well your played, name fits. Bubs. You sound like an idiot.
You could have been part of that $3.1 million prize.
Yeah. Billion.
Billion. I'm yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, she's worth $3.1 billion. Good game, Bubba. Good hustle.
Yep. Stupid ass.
But this, when I was doing the research, this is where I started to see exactly, because I mean, Oprah was on forever, and I know people loved her, and my mom would watch her.
I wonder if there's anybody out there who doesn't know who she is.
Maybe. Kids, a younger generation.
Well, yeah. Young. I'm talking about somebody who grew up, you know, like an 80s baby. If I feel like you don't know who Oprah is, I would have to.
I do have a strange Oprah Winfrey story.
Oh no, you masturbated to
no. A friend of mine,
yes,
who is he's probably
a friend. Dave's no, doing the quotations.
A friend
Dave's
of mine
doing
who's
the quotations.
Probably listening. I remember it vividly because he's always said that he like has a like he doesn't. He's always said like I don't see race.
Yeah.
Like if I look at someone, I don't. Like, I don't pay any attention to their race. And so you're like, give me a fucking break.
You jerked
like,
him off to Oprah.
Yeah, that's right. But we were at a restaurant here in town, and we were talking. And for some reason, we were talking about Oprah Winfrey. This is a long fucking time ago. And we said something, and someone mentioned, yeah, and I mean, keep in mind, it's like so weird that she's like that influential. And on top of everything else, she's black. And he just laughed and kept eating. And it was like a weird laugh. And we were like, why are you laughing? And he was like, because you just said Oprah's black. And we were like, what?
I think this is a
no, no, no,
shame.
No, no. You could fucking see it on his face. We were like, dude, Oprah Winfrey is fucking black. And like, he had to like make this realization that Oprah Winfrey was black.
He didn't know you're black.
He knew I was black. I think it's because I told him.
What? No, people
that
are
some bullshit. He's trying to be so on the opposite side of racism.
No, you don't know this guy.
I don't even see race.
No, no, we don't.
You don't know this guy.
We don't.
No, this is.
We absolutely don't know.
He's interesting.
Well, then he wouldn't know.
He's a good friend.
So I could tell him I'm Mexican and he'd fucking flip out. He'd be like, well, you're Mexican?
No, he wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, cool. Right on.
I don't believe this guy.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like him already.
You do like him.
I don't.
Love him.
I want to go to Denny's with him, and I'm going to wear an Indian headdress. And we'll see if he makes it. I want to see if he makes a comment. I call bullshit.
We'll take
he's going to try so hard.
We'll get everybody to dress like the village people.
He's just going
to
stare at his pancakes. Like, he's like, I'm not saying it, bitch. I'm not doing it.
I'm a construction worker. Yeah. He's an Indian. Yeah. He's in the Navy.
I'm a cop.
Anyway, that was my Oprah story.
I was going to say in response to Brad's, does anyone not know who Oprah is? In 2010, Life magazine compared her to Jesus Christ, Elvis Presley. Presley? So I don't think so. Like, if you're compared to Jesus on a short list, pretty sure everyone knows you.
Yeah, she's going to hell.
Why?
She can't be Jesus.
She didn't say she was Jesus. No,
Jesus was black. I think
notoriety
Jesus
is at a level that she was compared to Jesus.
Well, that is
I like
the
how
difference.
Elvis and Jesus on the same They're list. The,
yeah, yeah. I'd have a hard time putting
well,
Elvis
does,
on the same.
Well,
scale.
She lives at the Promised Land. That's what
she does.
Calls her,
yeah, her home. Home.
Is that an
her
Elvis
modest
town?
Home.
Well, he lived at. He was Graceland.
Oh,
yeah.
So
weird.
Michael Jackson lived at Kittyland.
Yeah, and speaking of Michael Jackson, actually, Michael Jackson was the thing that showed me how powerful Oprah was. And this is where it starts to build for me. And I start to see exactly how much influence she had over everything because she did an interview with Michael Jackson in 1993. And it was the first time she did a primetime show. And it was the fourth largest television audience in the history of television.
And the number one most watched interview ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was 36 million viewers when she went primetime and interviewed Michael Jackson.
That was Michael Jackson though, not her. That's what brought that.
I think it was both. I can't say it was just Michael Jackson. I mean, if fucking Barbara Walters interviewed Michael Jackson, I don't think very many people would have given a shit.
I think
that's because that's like a dead person interviewing Michael Jackson.
No, I think that, I mean,
I bet if I interviewed Michael Jackson right now, I could get more than 36 million viewers.
Probably.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah. Just Michael Jackson hologram.
No, Michael Jackson.
That's a really one-sided conversation.
We just go dig him up.
Well, we just have to go to Tupac Island.
Yeah.
That's where he's hanging out.
That's true.
Or did he not make it to Tupac Island?
I don't know.
Branson knows where it's at. Yeah. Richard Branson.
Are there any? Well, the only way Michael Jackson's on Tupac Island is if there's kids there.
Hmm. Are there kids on Tupac
Island? I don't know. I don't know. We haven't put any there. We've put a lot of people on Tupac Island.
We haven't put any kids there.
I'm uncomfortably not counting on that.
Okay, so another thing.
Ramsey's there. That's who's there.
Like,
what's her name? Who? What's her name? The fucking Ramsey. Little kid from the tabloids. What's her name?
Oh,
JonBenet
Ramsey. Oh, that sucks.
And all the Columbine kids are there too. Are they, yeah. I went from not commenting to just come fucking going horrible.
You're a fucking bad person.
Yeah, all the Columbine kids and JonBenet Ramsey are there with Michael Jackson.
Oh, living on the circus ranch.
You're as bad as Beardy Marks. It's one of the Marx brothers.
No idea.
He was a.
There's a lot of awkward moments in this podcast.
I'm fine with
for
it.
For you.
Yeah, no.
I'm enjoying it.
You're dancing.
I'm drowning.
You're
over
dancing
here.
Robots enjoying it. So, okay. So, one of the things that that blew my mind about the Oprah scenario actually dovetails with something else I'm always interested in. And this was in 96 when she got sued. And this was, I remember this vaguely. When it was actually happening, just because I remember, like I said, my mom used to watch Oprah, and it was weird because instead of being in Chicago, she was filming all of her shows in Texas for like a long time because she was at court. Because she had this guy named Howard Lyman, who was an ex-cattle rancher on the show, and he was one of the first people that started to discuss the horrible practices that were done at factory farms. This was right when mad cow disease was a big thing. And he was talking a lot about what was a then legal practice called rendering, where they would take the organs of cows that wouldn't sell and they would grind them into mulch and they would feed them to other cows.
Ooh.
And this was one of the reasons that mad cow disease was spreading, because it's based on prions that are in the brain. And if you consume the cow's brain, you are consuming the prions and they get into your brain. So one of the risks of mad cow disease was that if somebody actually ate cow brain, they would human beings would potentially get the prions in their system.
South Americans do that all the time.
I mean, all kinds. I mean,
Indians.
To be honest, if you're eating hamburgers, there's probably a little bit of brain somewhere in that motherfucker because a brain fell into the vat. I mean, it's gonna happen.
I'm okay buying steaks. I'm having trouble lately, but when I buy ground beef, I fucking think about that 5,000 cow just like mash. I can't. God damn it, Dave.
You're turning vegetarian. You're not quite vegan, but you're getting vegetarian.
Like a lot of times I have trouble. Like I can't see I don't want to know that. I want the ignorance is bliss thing to happen. Like a lot of times when I stop and think about it, I fucking struggle with it. I love a fucking hamburger.
No, I agree. I love shooting, but I don't really like hunting.
Right.
Like, cause I don't want to kill, I'd rather shoot a person, honestly. Like I would sleep like a baby at night, but I would have nightmares like, over a deer.
When I make a sandwich or something, when I pull ham out of that fucking thing, I have a real hard time with it, man. I gotta like, I look at him, I'm like, oh fuck, that's gnarly, dude. I go through little phases like that. I mean, I was vegetarian for a while because it happened to me. And it's fucking been bothering me a lot lately, but I just close my eyes and chew.
I don't think I could go vegan, though. I wouldn't be able to eat.
I couldn't go vegan. I could do vegetarian. But I could go vegan.
I could do vegetarian.
Vegetarian's easier than vegan, for sure.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
Because vegan, you can't have certain oils and shit. Like,
yeah. Throw in the eggs and the cheese, and it makes life a lot easier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so Howard Lyman shows up, says he's become a vegetarian, et cetera, says all this stuff. And she says on the show, the quote is, "This has stopped me cold from eating another burger." Like that line is what gets her in legal trouble.
Devastates the defense.
So, yeah, exactly. And again, this talks to how much fucking power she had. When she said that, the next day, beef prices fell 10%.
Holy,
they lost $11 million.
It went over over the next 2 weeks. The price of beef fell to a 10-year low. Because of Oprah Winfrey saying that.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So cattle ranchers from Texas sued for $10.3 million, claiming she defamed the entire industry, and they used what they call the False Disparagement of Perishable Food Products Act of 1995, which people call veggie libel laws. So in Texas and in Colorado and in a couple of other states that have big meatpacking industries, it's against the law to speak bad to libel the beef industry. So they sue people for libel if they say anything bad about the beef industry. And they force you to prove that it's that your statements are, quote, based on reasonable and reliable scientific inquiry facts or data. So all of a sudden, if you say there's that this is happening and it could lead to mad cow disease, they can sue you. And you're instantly, I mean, the average person is instantly going to retract their statement, say, you're right, I'm wrong, I'll never say it again. Yeah. And you're going to shut your fucking mouth. Like, end of the story.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to battle against the industry. Oprah's like, fuck you.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
fuck you bitches. Like, I'm sticking through it. So she had to move to Texas for a couple of years while this thing went on. And she got sued by a feedlot operator named Paul Engler and the company called Cactus Feeders. And then she ended up proving that everything that she had said on the show was based on evidence and scientific data and on proof that this shit was happening.
They fucked up. They should have just let that go.
Yeah, they should have just let that shit go.
They lost more money.
And she ended up winning. They had to pay for all of her legal claims. I mean, all of her legal costs at the end of the day. And the beef industry took a hit. And because of all this, it became illegal to render and to feed cows, other dead cows, right? Which A is just kind of weird cannibalism, but B, like I said, it can spread bizarre diseases into the cattle.
That's weird that it would, that prions or whatever just stay in your brain. It doesn't circulate. It's like, is that not bloodborne? What the fuck is a prion? I'm looking that up.
It's weirdness. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria.
I know it also happens if you eat predators. We generally don't eat predators. And I think it's because predators eat prey, like a cow.
Yeah. Get to the chopper. Like those kind of predators?
Yeah.
Exactly. I've never eaten one.
Yeah. I would eat if they cooked Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You would eat it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's a lot of steroids.
That's not what we're talking about. He's not the predator.
You're going to get hormones and steroids. Yeah, that's true, though. Dutch killed the predator. Yeah. He didn't.
His name was Dutch?
Yeah.
You know so much weird shit. You also said Dovetail, Gangbusters, Gonzo. I'm just keeping track of your crazy terminology that I'm unfamiliar with.
Dangerfields.
And the Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
Throw those into the mix.
I also want a clip of every time Brad interjects some shit that you just try to roll past and you go, yes, what happened? Like Brad goes.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that. because you sucked the dick? Yes.
Yeah. Brad throws a dick in your left ear and you go, yeah, that's what happened. And you just fucking move on.
Oh, you masturbated Oprah Winfrey? Yes.
I'm off. Yes, what happened?
I guess I do just cop to a lot of things move forward.
That's part of improv. Like you just we have to keep it.
That's true. You have to agree and move forward.
You can't say no. If you said no, I would keep pushing forward. But you said yes,
exactly.
I do.
I'm like, if he had said you don't know the Marx
Brothers. I get the satisfaction of Dave jerking somebody off to Oprah.
Right.
His friend.
Yeah.
Right.
We move past it. I shut up and we keep going.
Yeah, look, when I resisted, I was awkward resisted, and fucking
and fucking then everything stopped.
Right.
Yeah, like, all, you don't wait, know the Marx you, Brothers.
You don't know the Marx Brothers.
I think you're right. I think it actually is my years of improv training. You just said like someone walks on stage and says, "Dad," and you're like, "I'm not your dad," and you just ruin the scene. It's like, "Dad, that's right, I'm your dad. What's up, son?"
Yeah.
Like
you bend over, I'm giving you a whooping with my dick.
I just learned a lesson in entertainment. Brad's gonna take advantage of it though. He's just gonna be like, yeah, because
I already knew why I do it. How many times do I do it in a show? Three or four.
I just realized I'm being taken advantage of.
It only took me 122 episodes.
Wait till we cut all the shows up and it's just fucking Dave is the gayest meat eating fucking man in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Sucked a dick. Yep.
That's right. Twice. So Oprah wins the lawsuit. But again, I mean, when I saw that, again, this is where I started to put the pieces together of exactly how much power this woman has. She does one episode that talks bad, and in a day, 10%, the price of beef falls 10%.
That's impressive.
In one fucking day.
That's impressive.
That's crazy.
We need to get her to talk about us.
Yeah. Positively.
Positively. Yeah.
That's the key.
Well,
I'm just going to cut it up. She said sofa at one point in time. We'll just do that.
Yeah, that's true. We could definitely find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And about plus, I mean, her girlfriend is Gail King, so we got a ton of her King all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just need sofa.
If somebody out there has some spare time, go ahead and cut that shit up.
She's like, set on the sofa. She said it. Take a seat on the sofa.
Yeah. Isn't that where fucking Tom Scientologist lost his nut?
Stop jumping on my sofa.
Jumping on my sofa.
Yeah. That's
I don't think she said sofa on there.
No, I don't think so.
Couch.
I hope so.
Podcast. Probably stretched too, actually.
Yeah, podcast. No, she said pod at one point and something cast.
Yeah, we got it.
Two peas in a pod, the cast of this movie.
Yeah. See, we're good. Cast, yeah. All we got to do is get the transcripts.
Jesus Christ. We got to go through fucking 60 years of.
Nope. I'm just going to phonetically break it down like to alphabetical noises coming out of her mouth. It'll be the worst. It'll be a.
Just S. Like. Oh, fa.
Yeah.
Sounds, it doesn't even sound like Oprah anymore. Yeah. That's
odd.
So then, and again, this is where her cult starts to build, right? So she, in 96, she also starts her book club. That ran through the entire course of her show, right? And a lot of people talk shit about her book club because a lot of it was like self-help stuff and a lot of it was what they would, you know, just like softball kind of stuff. But when I was looking at it, I mean, she had some legitimate stuff on this book list. She had fucking Steinbeck, Tolstoy, Faulkner, Charles Dickens, Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou.
But were they legit because they were in her book club and became legit?
No, they were already legit.
Oh,
I mean,
before that?
I mean, yeah, like full-on like literary classics, and she would talk about them on the show.
Right.
And all of a sudden they would sell millions of copies and people all over the place would start to buy these books. And
poor
again,
Dickens, they got famous after.
Yeah, that's right. But what, and Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby was on the list more than once. So we can, that's not necessary. Yeah.
I saw the greatest picture of him, like a fall away three-point shot with a pill into a fucking.
That's funny.
Yeah. There's a new meme that's out there. Yeah.
But, what I saw again, this is where the power of what she can do. So she's really credited with like a huge surge in reading in America because of her book club, because she would talk about a book and everyone would go out and buy it. And again, when you look at the market forces throughout several phases of her book club, romance novels and novels that were typically read by her demographic of viewers just like fell into the toilet. Like no one was buying these other categories of novels because everyone was only buying Oprah Winfrey based novels. And they were longer and they were more complex to read and they took more time to read than like the super short stuff.
Right.
So like other markets in the publishing industry suffered when she would recommend a longer, more difficult novel because no one was buying the regular stuff.
Right.
They were just buying. They said that she was responsible in the book club for selling 55 million copies of books.
Jesus.
Yeah. So she would, I mean, and she like what she took, a, she took, there's a self-help guy like a named Eckhart Tolle, who was really unheard of before Oprah. And after he got the endorsement for the book club, he sold like 3 million copies of his book. I mean, she just says, this guy has a book you should read. And the fucking Oprah effect kicks in.
I admittedly have one of those books from him. It's like Here and Now or something. I don't remember. I didn't read it. I didn't even make it to page 60.
Well, at least I outranked Eckhart Tolle.
A customer came in the shop and said, "Hey, have you read this?" And like I was like, "Oh no, I haven't," because we were having like a good conversation. And then he said, "Have you read this?" And I said, "I'm going to stop you there, sir. Like the answer to have you read this is no. If it wasn't required reading in like fucking Bakersfield like College or high school, then no.
No, I did not read.
Did not read that. Yeah.
So her empire builds. She starts. I didn't know that she co-founded the Oxygen cable network.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed Discovery like, Health to Oxygen, right?
Yeah.
Or is that the Oprah one that happened? No, she co-founded Oxygen.
Co-founded Oxygen. Yeah.
They just straight changed the name of Discovery Health to Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they
O-W-N?
Did?
I think that's
what, yeah.
Okay. O-W-N.
Since they already had the distribution, has, they already had
Oprah,
it on all the
Oprah's
cable
Angel Network and fucking just everything.
So she's got, multiple cable networks.
She's like the Branson.
Got
I was looking at all the films she's been in. Like, she's
ton
been
of
in a lot of movies. Like,
ton of them.
Impressive.
And like,
they're all
legit,
shitty. But.
Well, no, some of them are legit. Like Color Purple was a damn good movie.
Yeah.
You know, Beloved. It was good.
I was mad it wasn't about drank.
No, there was no purple drink in it.
Fucking horrible
this
movie.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I watched that whole movie. No drink.
I thought at the end they were all going to get some drink. Yeah.
I thought that was the premise.
Bullshit. <Yeah. laughs> But she's on a new show. She's on a like, and even when she started, because she started own the Oprah Winfrey Network. And again, she owns the bulk of it, but she used
her labels aren't very creative. She's like, "Yeah, I own this. Let's call it own."
Own, yeah. Oprah, you're going to launch your magazine. What do you want to call it?
Oh.
Oprah magazine. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Can't really argue with it.
Nope.
Though.
She's got Oprah radio on.
I guess
on
though.
Sirius
I guess
XM.
Though, if you put your name on everything, like that's just
that's the brand.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess
if
we call
the brand,
it,
yeah.
We're not changing anything. Everything's
no.
Sofa King.
Yeah. So she quits her show. She launches OWN, and at the beginning, it was a rocky start, but it ends up being a huge success. Between 2014 and now, it keeps doubling in its viewership. I guess she's on a TV show called Greenleaf that's on there about some mm-hmm. like all the drama that goes on backstage of like a mega church in the South or something. So
yeah. I just want to give her congratulations. And if she keeps going, just a little bit of motivation for her. If she keeps going, she might catch up to us.
She might.
Yeah.
She might. If Where she really, going? If she yeah. really,
really tries
down,
just
she
to
might
stay
get...
in it. It's a tough road. People talk shit
it
about
is,
you.
It is.
You know, just look past it and keep
so
going.
So, Oprah, I mean, Oprah, if you need right. some tips on a podcast, just hit
here.
Us up on Instagram or
We're
send
here.
Us a message
we
on
are
Facebook.
Professionals.
Because, I mean, you I mean, they call you the queen of all media. You don't have a podcast. Yeah. So, if you need any advice.
And ours is better.
That's true.
But we can help you.
She has four bad iTunes reviews. Yeah. So.
We could, I mean, oh. we could take you down here. We could give you a tour of the studio.
Yeah. Show
like
you what's up.
The whole thing. And again, the Oprah power that I looked at, she bought 10% stock in Weight Watchers in mm-hmm. 2015. Mm-hmm. And she's always had like a weight
she
problem.
Gained weight.
And she's always
yeah.
discussed it. And, you know, she loses weight and gains weight and whatever. But she bought 10% of Weight Watchers in 2015. And its stock prices went up 90% in a week.
Damn.
I mean, she just fucking everything she
can
touches
get,
turns
to gold.
Can we get
a gold, shout
dude.
Out?
You
can
see
we get a
what
shout
I'm
out?
Saying?
That's all I'm
it's
saying.
Like she has so much freaking influence on all this stuff. It's
I think the only thing
crazy.
We're going to get from her is a cease and desist letter on our podcast. Like it's going to go out. They're going to search it and
please,
be like, oh,
please stop talking
this person,
about
yeah,
Oprah.
Please take yeah. that down, please.
Yeah.
Or well, else but Dave's black and he's vegan.
Yeah.
Does that count for something?
Yeah. And
yeah, it might count for something. Damn it.
You're supposed to let someone out themselves, Brad. That's a big deal.
He did that a long time ago.
So, the other thing is she's very, again, she's famous for her philanthropy and this speaks to her, you know, I mean, even on her show, she would just give shit like, I mean, famously, she gave a car to every single person in the audience.
That is yeah. knuck and futz, man.
And it's not just that she just gave a car to a bunch of people. Like she had a team for a long time. Like she was telling people to write, like if your life is difficult because you don't have transportation, then write in. And everyone showed up to the show under the premise that they were like maybe going to be on a segment or talk yeah. about, you know, and so everyone
I might get
in
a chance to say something
and,
about yes. how it's hard for me.
Or whatever, or they just wrote in and said, yeah. I don't have transportation. Right. And then she wrote back and said, hey, you're not going to be on the show, but here's some tickets. I'm going to fly you out. You can, you know, sit in on the taping. So yeah. she fills the audience with poor people who have written and said they don't have a car and she fucking gives them all
I think
car.
She's evil. This is genius. This is fucking genius because everybody in the audience is crying. The people watching the show are crying. Like that's fucking genius.
Yeah.
Like it has nothing to do with being a nice person.
It's kind of hard
That's
to pull
all
that
about
trick
ratings.
Again, though, because once you wrote letters about transportation and gave everybody cars, the next time someone gets a letter, they're like, what? I don't have a computer. Like they know you're going to get fucking shit
right,
when you show up.
Right.
Yeah. 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 They did though. They're like, yeah. she's like, everybody look under your seats and pull out the bags. Like, and they just,
you
fucking,
get a car.
Yeah.
You get
a car. Yeah.
You get a car.
Yeah. Like, you haven't had sex in 3 years. You get a dildo. You get a dildo. You get a dildo. And they're huge.
That was a famous one.
Yeah.
That was a famous
I don't think
episode.
That one happened.
The dildo episode. That yeah. was great. Yeah. Oh,
Brent,
never mind.
How I'm come thinking, Brent can't go along I'm, with shit? You're I'm, fucking horrible.
I ding
You're
the bell.
A bad person.
I ding the
You're
bell.
A bad person. You're a bad person.
I'm the bell guy.
You're never going mind. To hell. You're
going thinking
to hell.
Of Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite Jerry Springer episode was? I can tell you the title of it.
No.
Is it the
and
one where the guy's
them.
Super attracted to the giant fat lady and they put food all over and he starts moaning and shit? That
no,
was,
but that sounds pretty
what?
Fantastic.
That was the craziest episode I ever saw.
That was real?
This guy was
that sounds
so
like something
sexually
I would make up.
Aroused by like food
oh my
and
God.
Obese women. They brought this lady out like she's a turkey on a platter on like a fucking gurney thing, right? And she is like decorated like... like an entree. There's like carrots and all this shit around
Stop.
Her and celery and potatoes
Stop.
And
Continue.
Gravy poured on her. And this dude is so creepily Stop. Moaning and just like irritable and excitable, like moving like he can't take it. And he's on the stage in front of everyone. It has to be scripted. There's no fucking way.
Like, I already told you I have a weird thing. I can't watch obese people.
That one and the only other one that really stands out in my mind is Maury Povich had people that had crazy phobias, and a fucking person was scared of lettuce. It was hilarious. And they made him eat a fucking piece of lettuce. Someone was scared of cotton, and they had a giant cotton man come out. It was laughable. Like, the person was covered in cotton. They had to, like, hug him or something. And then someone was afraid of lettuce. I was like, lettuce? What the fuck? This has to be fake. But they, like, cried while they ate the lettuce. It was fucking ridiculous.
I wish I saw that.
Yeah, you can. I'm sure
it's on the internet. You might have trumped me, because my favorite Jerry Springer, the title was simply Secrets of the Black Midget KKK.
At Kevin Brady ITF, I'm going to choke Brent right now. That's what's happening.
What's at Kevin Brady?
Don't worry about it. It's between me and him.
It's between him and somebody else.
Oh, I remember. There's a fan that if I make a bad joke, I'm supposed to get choked.
Yeah, I have no idea. This is new to me.
Meanwhile, we just tell Brad, good job, and we move on.
Right.
And I ding a bell, but I get choked.
Yep. You die.
All right.
Okay, so philanthropy, and then I want to talk about conspiracy. So her philanthropy, again, speaks to her power. She was ranked in the 50 most generous Americans by Life magazine. She won the 2015 Presidential Medal of Freedom because of the philanthropy that she's done. Her angel network has raised $80 million, and most of it goes to, like, disaster relief and, like, African schools and so forth. When Katrina hit, she did one episode calling for money to help Katrina victims, $11 million. Bonk. Like, done. Can you donate some money? $11 million one day. Bonk. Like, there you go. Like, I mean, fucking ridiculous. The level of influence that she has.
Her support of Barack Obama, like, won him the election too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to offer her a Senate seat because they were so impressed with her influence, and she turned it down, but stated she could totally be a senator if she wanted.
Yeah, I'm sure she could.
Yeah.
But why would I take a downgrade in influence?
Yeah.
It's basically what it comes to.
I don't know. Yeah, what, like, would happen?
She fuck
could,
that.
Fuck,
yeah.
Why doesn't she run for president?
Yeah, God, no kidding. She talked about early on, when a lot of people didn't know that the AIDS epidemic was rampant in Africa, she did one show on it, asked for people to donate one day, $7 million.
Get her done.
Like, just get her done. Like, she just says some shit on the show and shit ends up happening. She's personally given away $500 million, $500 million, just for education. Like, of her own fortune, which
hasn't
is fucking
helped
ridiculous.
Any.
No, apparently
people are getting
not.
Stupider.
People are
getting,
but I think it was all for third world countries. She gave $12 million of her own money to the Smithsonian African American Museum.
And that's my problem with philanthropists. Philanthropists.
Why is that?
They all, like, help us. Like, they live here. Like, make our place better, and then worry about the rest of the world.
Help
and
me
they
help
don't.
You.
And it's like fucking, like, hey, fuck everybody in America. Fuck everybody people, in America.
She helped,
help everybody
she
in South
Katrina.
Africa.
Well, there's, like, naked starving people. You should do it. Like, but my problem is, I see what you're saying, is like when a church goes, I'm going to Haiti, I'm going to build a fucking house.
The thing is,
they
we don't have
$3,000 on a fucking plane
we
ticket
don't,
to
we
Haiti
don't,
that
right.
had been spent
we,
on.
We don't. We don't necessarily have the naked, like, fucking starving people here, but there are other really bad problems here.
No, there are. You know, but I mean, to me, it's like, if I reach the level where I have billions of dollars and I'm giving away money here and there, and it's like you take a fucking trip to some third world country and you just see people eating dung out of a sewer, you're just like, ugh.
They're
fuck,
surviving,
dude.
They're making it. Like, they're making it.
I'm at least going to pay for, like, a dung upgrade.
Yeah.
I'll at least import better dung for them
yeah.
to eat.
I mean, like, that makes sense.
Something.
That's but okay.
I mean,
I'm okay with
I,
that.
I understand it. I mean, I do. I understand. I mean, even, like, it's one of the reasons I give, like, mad props to Bill Gates, because he gives money everywhere, and he gives tons to America, opens up schools, helps schools in poor neighborhoods. Like, he does all kinds of shit everywhere.
Yeah.
But
these black kids.
She also helped get a bill passed through Congress that ended up establishing the National Database of Sex Offenders, because that was a big thing because people would always come out on her. Obviously, she was interested in it.
Yeah.
But people on the show would always open up and talk about it, and she ended up helping to get.
Well, she
laws
was
passed.
She was molested.
And they only caught
yeah,
two
that makes
guys,
sense.
Though.
Yeah,
they only caught two guys. That's not that good. What's that show where they would fucking to Uh-oh. Catch a predator? God,
yeah.
That's a good show.
That's a creepy
that was
show.
Great. I fucking love seeing.
I
those
could
dudes
watch that.
So you bring a 12-pack of beer to
yeah.
a 13-year-old's house? Like,
why do you have a box of condoms and some Zima?
I always appreciated that they stayed and talked. Like,
yeah.
It's like
yeah.
fucking yeah. like you would be like, nope. You
and then they turn around and walk
go
out
the back
and
door
just
and the
get
fucking
roughed
tackled.
Up.
Yeah. yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
They should have the dad there behind the scenes, like Ooh. Fucking.
There's not a real dad.
Well, there's not a real dad. There's no.
Yeah, it's not real.
It's always
they employ like some 18-year-old person that has a tiny voice. Yeah, some of them.
They always had actors who were playing the role.
They had what was the one where the guy, it was real. Like the girl would sneak out and the parents were involved. Like they were in the back of the van.
That one's fucking sketchy.
That one was badass. The parents were in the back of the van.
They actually lure real kids and see if they would do it. And the parents are like, no way.
They're right in the back of the thing with masks on and shit. Like,
and their 12-year-old daughter sneaks out of the fucking house while they're all supposedly asleep.
And gets into a white van with no windows.
Yeah. With a dude that she doesn't know, actually. It's like, oh, it's my brother. He's driving. Some dude. And then the parents are hiding in the back of the van and they're either like, oh my God, devastated and can't talk, or fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Why in the fuck can they? It's like mind blowing. Or they'll do the one with the park. They go, hey, they sit down next to a woman. They're like, hey, we're doing a show and it's about, you know, predators.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you think your kid will go with me? And they're like, no way. And like, there's the cameras. This is all real.
So, whatever. Some of the people that show I've seen, and some of the people are like, well, I don't know. Maybe.
And I'm like, and then they walk over and they're like, hey,
fuck?
They go over to some little kid. They're like, hey, you want to see a puppy? And they fucking just take their kid. And
have the puppy. You want to pet him? Yeah, his name's Brownie. And then, his brothers and sisters in my car. You want to come check him out? And they're like, yeah. And they walk off holding the guy's hand.
Yeah, they ride
out.
That's a weird thing when you're a kid, man. When I was a kid, I was playing with Star Wars figures on the front porch with my brother. Mm-hmm. Some cat just fucking pulls up in a car right in front of the house and asks, like, some question about our mom, some generic ass question.
Is your mom home?
And then says,
after school special.
Like, and she was a counselor at a junior high at the time, so she was at work. And he asked something about her, and we said something, I don't know. And he was like, hey, if you guys want to, and he said, hey, I own the apartment building. Your mom knows who I am. I'm just going back to the house and like, I'm picking up my nephew and we're all going to go swimming. And I thought I would see if you guys wanted to go swimming as well. I was going to tell your mom about it, but she's not here. And my brother was like, yeah, let's go swimming. And I was like, nope.
Right away.
Like, stranger danger. Fuck this guy. But I was torn. I was like, but fucking swimming.
He already had you down to your chonies.
Swimming.
Yeah. He moved right in. It wasn't even candy. He had you half naked.
And I even remember I was like, no, like, we're not supposed to go with strangers. And I stopped my brother and he was like, understand, and he took off. And then we told my mom about it afterwards, and she was like, "What was he driving? What did he look like?" And we told him, and then she was like, "Oh no, that's the landlord."
Leroy.
He just wanted to go swimming.
See, like, but it's legit. He's like, oh, "Okay, cool, I understand." If it was a real like fucking predator, he'd have been like, "Well, you know, come on, guys." Like, you know, he'd really.
But 5 years later, he got arrested for child molestation.
Oh shit!
Oh whoa! So, that was a roller coaster story. Dave took his up.
Damn.
Back down, back up again.
That was some ups and downs on that one. Yeah,
I meant my pants.
This would have been a very different podcast if things went differently.
Yeah. Yep, but yeah, my paranoia served me well even at a young age.
Good.
How old were you when that happened?
Yeah, McConaughey.
I was probably in third grade.
Yeah.
How tall were you in the third grade?
I was as tall as my brother, who was in the fifth grade.
You said third grade, and I'm surprised I've made it. Like, I had no supervision at all. I was in third grade. I stayed out till midnight with teenagers.
Punching babies.
Yeah, punching babies.
Totally turned out fine.
Yeah. It worked out. No worries. Okay, so I do want to talk about my my Oprah Winfrey conspiracy.
She owns a Grand Prix race team.
So the first one that I saw was just,
she has a race team.
It all hinges on this video. There was a,
stop cheating.
The Huffington Post did a satirical article, kind of like Onion style, you know, that was, the headline was something like, Rihanna invites Oprah Winfrey to join the Illuminati.
I saw a lot of that move right past it.
And
I'm curious.
There's this fucking guy, this conspiracy theorist named Mark Dice, who I encourage you to watch this video.
Is it the face-shaped guy? Not that guy?
I don't know about a face-shaped
guy.
Okay,
continue.
But he has this, and he starts, and he's like, yeah, so the Huffington Compost, which is what he keeps calling it because he thinks it's really clever. And he like starts talking about it, and he's like, so they posted this thing that's making fun of the fact that Rihanna invited Oprah Winfrey to join the Illuminati. And then he just fucking goes into this wackadoo conspiracy rant as good as I've ever seen.
He penciled over.
Basically,
right in the rabbit
hole. He's trying to, like, his thesis is you can act like this is a joke, but Rihanna actually did invite her to join the Illuminati.
And I have a problem with Rihanna being the one inviting her. Like, I just, that's my issue with it right away.
Well, it's the whole, because, you know, she was in that video where Jay-Z lights her on fire and then she's reborn as Sasha Fierce. And that's where she starts flashing Illuminati signs. And that's when she's been reborn. It's all in the video. Bullshit. It's all in the video. Yeah. She refers to Baphomet bimbo Kim Kardashian, says that Jay-Z worships Aleister Crowley. He says that Rihanna is a lizard person and a Satan stripper. He calls Obama
a Satan stripper.
Barack Benghazi Bilderberger Obama is the name he uses for Obama,
which is like a kid's cartoon.
I swear to God, I was thinking like a kid's.
And the ultimate conclusion that he comes to is that Oprah must be in the Illuminati. And he says this over and over because there's no way a black woman could have made $3 billion based on her own skills if she's not shaking her ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, so apparently
turned racist real fast.
She did get invited. So that was that one, the power of that is lost unless you watch that video. Right. So the video is pretty awesome. But the other one that I read is just super legit. This is fucking fantastic. This is fucking, I love
it's
this.
It's gangbusters.
Thing. This is gangbusters.
It's fucking gone to it. I'm not using any of that.
So the conspiracy is that Oprah Winfrey is the reason that Dave Chappelle stopped doing the Dave Chappelle show.
I believe it.
Because Oprah Winfrey, Bill Cosby, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, and Robert L. Johnson, the owner of BET, formed an organization known as the Dark Crusaders. Mm-hmm. The Dark Crusaders were upset because Dave Chappelle was making fun of black people and making them look ignorant and so on.
Yes.
So they did two things, and this is so great. Like people, this is a real thing. People believe this.
I want to say I love Dave Chappelle for the fun.
They said that one thing that happened was that the episode where Tom Cruise was jumping on the sofa,
right?
They claim that they filmed a special episode of it while he was there, and that Tom Cruise looked into the camera and said, Dave Chappelle, you're never going to work in Hollywood again unless you quit this show. Mm-hmm. And because of Robert L. Johnson's power over the cable industry, they were able to beam that episode directly into Chappelle's house. Mm-hmm. So he watched the episode and then saw Tom Cruise.
He was the only one that got that.
He was the only one who got that episode, yeah. That where Tom Cruise looked straight into the camera and told him he was never going to work in Hollywood again. And there
legit.
Was a very special episode. And when I read
that, I think this could happen.
When I read that, I started laughing my ass off because I remembered. Did you guys ever watch 30 Rock?
Yep.
Yeah, I watched it.
There's a couple of episodes of 30 Rock where Tracy Jordan starts getting harassed by a group. And I can't remember what they called the group, but it was something like the Dark Crusaders.
Want to put a baby in Tina?
It was the Black Crusaders, not the Dark Crusaders.
Oh, wow.
But he was doing a movie, and like in the episode, he's watching the NBC News, and Lester Holt, the main anchor, is doing the news, and then he stops and looks straight at Tracy Jordan on the TV show and says, Tracy, you better stop doing this movie or some shit like that. And Tracy freaks out because he realizes the Black Crusaders are after him, and he ends up moving to like Ohio or something to get away from the Black Crusaders.
Crusaders.
And I realized it's
Chappelle.
This. Like, this is exactly what was happening. But then I turned to the amazing David Icke's website, conspiracy theorist and lizard person. lizard person extraordinaire.
I still say it's Ike, but we'll go with
I'm
Icke.
Always going to go with Icke. And he said on the website, there's an account of a quote unquote anonymous friend of Dave Chappelle, who says, quote, this is all, this mm-hmm. is a, this is a quote mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. on the David Icke website. And this is Dave Chappelle talking to his friend, mm-hmm. quote, I was in bed next to my wife when I got woken up by a heavy pressure on my chest. I opened my eyes to find one of three men who appeared in my bathroom days before, perched on top of my stomach, wielding a Colt 45 handgun with an enormous silencer. The other two were holding me down. It seemed like my wife had been drugged as she laid motionless but breathing next to me. Okay, I'm on board so far.
I'm not.
Wait, this is a real story from Dave Chappelle, supposedly?
Yes.
This is, according to the David Icke website, Dave Chappelle told this to one of his anonymous friends.
Are they sleeping with the lights on? Because he wouldn't know what gun it was.
Chappelle would. He's got street cred.
Maybe.
So
they don't know what it is, though. They just call it a blaster or a gat.
That's true. Unless it's a neener, they might know it's a neener.
Come on, peace. Yeah, they don't know what a 45 is.
You can add neener to that. Must be nine.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Never heard that though.
A Nina.
Then you know you're straight tripping.
You don't know Tech a Nina.
I should have.
What's wrong with you?
I gotta keep quiet.
Okay, so there
the
he is.
Fuck is wrong with you?
Wife is drugged. Three black men in black holding him down with a because they're black.
Wow.
It's a Colt 45.
It's fucking really dark in there, isn't it?
I'm wondering if it was a Colt 45 with a silencer or a can of Colt 45.
Yeah. Ooh.
Either way,
it's still powerful.
So then again, this is Dave Chappelle talking. Oprah Winfrey leaned forward and whispered in my ear, "You better watch your step. We're representing interests more powerful than you can imagine. You do remember that Farrakhan killed Malcolm and that Cosby, Johnson, and I have more money than God. We can keep this harassment up forever. Is this what you want your life to be like, Dave? The last thing I remember, someone knocked me out. I woke up with my wife the next morning and I thought it might have been a dream, but I still have a bruise on my head and I really think this all happened despite the fact that my wife shows no signs of anything having happened."
Except it was the drugs and he hit his head on the nightstand. That's what I think happened. Because he did go crazy.
Well, he did kind of go crazy, but I also think someone just made this shit up.
It'd be a really good Chappelle episode.
Yeah, it would be a good Chappelle episode.
That
would have
been a great one.
Favorite Chappelle episode, Charlie Murphy plays basketball with Prince.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fucking has pancakes out.
Although I do, in my heart of hearts, hope that that's a true story.
I think that is a true story.
Because that would be so, and it's like an Oprah shows up and there's a guy with a Colt 45.
Oh, you think that's a true story?
No, I'm hoping that's a true story. Yeah. And then like the next day, he's like, dude, no, I woke up. My wife was drugged. Three guys, a gun with a silencer. Oprah was at my fucking house. She threatened my life. It's like, okay, Dave, I think you might want to stop.
You know what, though?
If
you really think about it, though, like what she stands for, I could see that happening.
I don't think she would go in person and do that.
I don't know, man. Like, you're untouchable. Nah.
I'm Mr. Fucking Foil Hat over here. I'm saying that didn't happen, but it'd make a really good episode.
It would make a really good episode. If he was still doing the show, I think it would be on the show. But it's on the David Icke website, so it must be right.
Kind of define drugs, doctor. Heroin? No. Any pills? No.
I don't know what's happening right now. Brad's whispering drugs over there.
Marijuana?
Yeah!
Little John.
Took me
fucking
a second.
Dave Chappelle, Little
Took
John.
Me a second.
I didn't see that one.
What?
So yeah, I've got.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm gonna quit talking. I'm just gonna drink my whiskey, play with my robot over here.
Man,
yeah, you are.
You live a sad life.
We might be dead on Friday because we have to drink some Jim Beam from 1969.
That's true. It's a good year.
Roy said it was okay.
It is a good year.
Yeah,
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. So that's my take on Oprah. She's a fucking legit, super powerful person. Did it all by the strength of charisma and intelligence and incredible marketing savvy.
She's coming out with a book in 2017. That's like a memoir.
Yeah.
Which probably I hope they do an audio book because I'd like to.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They'll do it in every.
I won't read it.
Possible.
But yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Chappelle's going to read it.
Sorry.
I honestly, though, like my takeaway, like we said, Oprah, and I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. And like just getting into her life story, like from the beginning, like when she was a child and her mom being a waitress and just living that hard potato sack life, like, man, That it's impressive. You know what I mean? It's impressive.
To still have, I mean, even if it was pure marketing bullshit, which I don't think it was, to have the show that drives positivity out there into the world to millions of people, like a show where people can come out and feel comfortable, a show where people can get to the root of their problems. And even though, she ended up launching quacks like Dr. Oz into the universe, but she's still like, her vision was very strong and she never compromised it, even when ratings would indicate she should start having Secrets of the Gay Midget Clan or something. She didn't do it. She stuck with like good stuff.
The gay midget clan.
I'm glad I caught you mid yawn.
Gay black midget clan.
Yeah.
But caught
I'm yawning.
I got nothing but respect for her. I think she's definitely.
You think Oprah had cards stacked against her, the gay black midget clan. That guy
Those guys are fucked. Serious cards stacked against them.
Literally, once a stack of decks is bigger than them.
Yeah. Once they're in those robes, though, it's all good.
Yeah.
You don't know that they're gay, black, or midgets. Stilts. They could just
be they're midgets. And they're on each other's shoulders.
They could just be youngins. Yeah, maybe they
midgets. Youngins. Midgets. With, they got three legs.
That's what the Klans members call them, youngins.
Yeah,
it is.
Little pillowcase.
No, they call them nuggets. They're nuggets.
Is there really little
nuggets or nigglets? Like
little kid.
Little nigglets.
No, that's not what they call them.
No,
no.
The Klans member don't call them nigglets.
We're talking about
black midgets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I thought you were talking
I was like,
about,
you're disagreeing with me.
I thought
me
you were
that?
Talking
like,
about kids.
I know Brent. Like,
no, I thought you were talking about their own children. I was they're not calling their own children.
I
want to
know if there's like somewhere a picture of little Klans kids, like Klan members' kids dressed up in little Klans.
100%.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
100%. Yeah, there's pictures of them.
Yeah. You see them all over.
I don't doubt that. Yeah.
Yeah.
One time we looked up Ninja Turtle porn and it was there. Remember?
Yes, it's there. It's very live.
April O'Neil was there. There it was.
And I hope they do call him.
And I forgot his name. The Sausage Fest movie. They got food porn on there.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. Yeah, that's a horrible movie.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be good.
I have seen part of it.
He gets over the top though. That fucking Korean one.
It's kind of goofy.
Yeah, it gets a little weird in the end. Is that all we got?
That's all we got. Thumbs up to Oprah. I'm glad to have researched her. She's as interesting as Branson or any of the other guys. She really fucking
had an interesting somewhere. Life. There's no dirt.
No, there's no fucking dirt. I mean, she did a. I mean, even like some of the controversies.
She smoked crack though. We didn't talk about that.
She did smoke crack.
Yeah,
Haven't all black people.
Oh man,
there's a little baby.
Well, but
little baby for Brent and the Klansman uniform. Yeah.
That was already
the thing is though. Like even if she smoked crack, it's like she fucking fessed up to it. Like all like
my baby. That's my baby picture.
All the secrets that were out there, she kept sort of disclosing.
Yeah, you know? Like even the hurdles that hit her, like she got pregnant at 14 and like her siblings died and she smoked crack and like...
We're just having a fun time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Brad found some Klans kids.
No, they're happy.
Yeah, having fun.
But yeah, like all those adversities that hit her. That's right. But she just kind of kept rolling with it and talking about it and fessing up to it. And I mean, I was even trying to find controversies. And it's like one controversy was when we were getting ready to go to war on Iraq. She was on the show openly saying she didn't think we should go to war in Iraq. And it was a mistake and that the intelligence was probably flawed. She got a bunch of flack for it. And then a couple years later, everybody was like, well.
George Bush invited her to go with Condoleezza Rice to like take these kids back to school or something to make it look like it was a peaceful thing. And she said, no,
that's
an old school one.
Brad just keeps finding Klan
world's
baby
youngest clucker.
Clucker?
Yeah. Cluxer.
Them and their K's. They're always trying to do the K thing.
I love them K's.
Who clucked
right.
Bill?
You want to bust out some sponsors?
Yeah. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce for sending us all that hot sauce I have in the back room. It's starting to dwindle. I've been eating a little bit of that hot sauce. I have to admit.
I took a couple runs.
Yeah. I made a dent in there, but we have been giving it away too. So thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can buy their hot sauce and or gear at most major stores and or their website, and you can save 10% by using code SOFAKING. Thank you to PrintDirtCheap.com. You can also save some money by using code SOFAKING on their website if you need stickers. If you guys got a podcast, stickers.
And soon you'll have Gary Coleman stickers.
Yeah, we're working on it. Brad's got some Gary Coleman stickers.
Nice.
And I say tattoo no matter what Brad says. And I think Dave wants a tattoo.
Do what you want.
I want tattoos out there.
We got to get Dave a real tattoo.
I get one or not. Yeah, I do need a tattoo.
We're putting it on your neck. We all have to have it on our neck. Oh, you know what I almost forgot that I have to do real quick? Don't let me forget the rest of the sponsors. Thank you, North South Jiu-Jitsu, for the the magic pants. I think you wore them, didn't you, at judo?
Yeah, I wore them. Yeah.
Brad,
I wore them to judo. I didn't wear them to jiu-jitsu. I wore them to judo, which is the real testing force because it's a little more, the stand-up movement.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to have that craziness on the legs, like to keep it from slipping up. Mm-hmm. It had like a weird like plastic material or
something. Yeah, they did not move up. They did not creep. They were snug. They were really comfortable.
Yeah. They're really comfortable. They're cool. Yeah. So I've only got to try it once, but they came later than I thought. So I only had one jiu-jitsu day with them. But thank you for sending those. That's North South Jiu-Jitsu. I think they have a Facebook and Instagram. They have a website, mm-hmm. but it's their motto is tap them out, don't gas them out. Apparently there's some kind of antimicrobial, like woven bamboo crotch or something crazy, but there's a breakdown on their website. So check them out and thanks again.
It's northsouthbjj.com.
There you go. Thank you to Digital Creations for all their swag. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram.
Wait, that's not them.
No?
Take that back.
Yikes. They're getting all kinds of love, though. We're talking about it a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true.
It is northsouthjiujitsu.com.
Okay. Is that different than what you said before?
BJJ, yes. Yeah. That was actual club somewhere.
Man, all the sponsor interruption, I'm getting messed up. Thank you to Salt 7. Dave actually floated this week. How you feeling?
I feel good. My back was horrible, like crotchety old man groaning and walking through my house for 2 days. And then I floated and it was like remarkably better.
Because you're made out of 6'5" and you live on celery. It can't be good.
I don't live on celery. I'm allergic to celery.
Yeah. And my judo coach, my judo coach won worlds and purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Nice.
And Brent. Did she go float before or after? So we gave her,
she didn't float yet. Actually, they went float.
So she's going to go float.
Yeah, we hooked up a couple of floats. Speaking of that, thank you to Dan Camarillo. You can go to armhunter.com and get apparel, instructional DVDs, all kinds of cool stuff. They have geese there. And all those interruptions, I feel like I forgot somebody.
Digital Creations.
I did Digital Creations. Thank you for the whiskey again, Rogue Leader. And our robots and aliens and sombreros. And
fuck you.
That was kind of like, that was a weird fuck you.
Mm-hmm. It's always weird.
It was a little like suggestive.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a show if it didn't end it really fucking awkwardly.
Right? It's getting that way, huh?
It is.
Yeah. It's like we don't want to go, but we really want to go.
Yeah.
It's like awkward goodbye. I don't want to leave.
All right. Don't be a retard.
Me no conversate with the fake. That part, all my bitches, independent bitches. That part, I just want the paper. That part, all my bitches flavor. That part, that part, that part, that part. That part, bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back and popping. Tell that ugly bitch to move away, I need more options. Broke then fix your pockets, all I do is profit. Quarter million switching lanes. That part, bet my bitch move the same old thing. That part, 405 with the gun off stage. That part, AM still trying to make that play. Rich or poor, nigga, choose your fave. Style on top of style, nigga. 5 years of being rich, nigga. Drove Beamers down Fig, nigga. Push Porsches down Broadway. I been diving in different halls, nigga. Got a chain that's worth the rolls, nigga. Got an engine back with the top in it. Nigga driving it like it's a bomb in it. Me no conversate with the fake. That part. All my bitches independent bitches. That part. I just want the paper. That part. All my bitches flavor.
Yeah.
That part. That part. That part. That part.
Okay. 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 Okay.
That part.
Beggars can't be choosers. Business ain't your Chipotle. Nigga with an attitude. I feel like O'Shea. Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe, Kobe. I just left the strip club, got some glitter on me. Wifey gonna kill me, she the female OJ. Y'all don't feel me, man, this ain't okay. 4 seasons, take a shower, new clothes, I'm reloaded. Rich niggas still eating catfish. That bitch ain't really bad, that's a catfish. If I walk up out of Saspin, had a paparazzi doing backflips. If I lay you down on the mattress, blow the back out to your backless. Think we already established. She just got them done, bra strapless. Yeah. Okay, 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 okay.
That part.
Beggars can't be choosers, bitches ain't your partner.
That part.
Nigga with an attitude, I feel like O'Shea.
That part.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part. Me no conversate with the fake. That part. All my bitches independent bitches. That part. I
just want the paper. That part. All my bitches flavor. That part, that part, that part, that part. Hey. That part. Bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back and popping. Tell that ugly bitch to move away, I need more options. Broke them, fix your pockets. All I do is profit. Few million made and still ain't changed. That part. Me, my girl got matching bling. That part. I'ma get so blowed, I'ma lose my brain. That part. Me and XO, only thing go straight. Need me a bitch that'll go both ways. Style on top of style, nigga. Since a youngin', I wanted to ball, nigga. Had a pistol in my drawers, nigga. When I was broke, I had the sauce, nigga. Got a Chevy beside the side on it. Honey, supposed to dang the dangs on it. Got a chopper to stand and fire to. I put your hoops down beside you. Me no conversation with the fake. That part. All my bitches independent bitches. That part. I just want the paper. That part. All my bitches flavor. That part, that part, that part, that part. Hey. That part. That part. That part.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
I just dropped 60, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
Love, I was with me, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
Pippin' at my way, man, I feel like Joe. Trippin' at my way, and I be rolling.
Ain't say shit. You were listening close, though. You were listening to hoes, though. You were listening to the flow, though. Listen to the gold. I shot young nigga from the gold, though. I'ma freestyle this motherfucker. Who knew? One more, my nigga, nigga, schoolboy Q. And a top dog, pop off dog. Get that nigga on the phone. Top dog on the phone. Ay, 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 ay. Play with me.